It's time for Speed Jokes, and they are sponsored by our friends at Team Hartford. Here we go now. I got a joke from Ed and Lyle, and Dave Larkin, and Thomas Olson, and Dean Hacker in Bloomingdale, and the writer Terry Morgan in Cuba City, Wisconsin, and John Steele in LaSalle. Lots of jokes over the weekend. Kim Chatfield out gardening in the Cicada Songs of Chicago, she writes, and Mike with a mug in Ottawa. Dave Carr in Canada sent us a joke. And James Wing, always in beautiful Southwest Michigan. And Michael Swist. We got a joke from Muggsy John and Skydiver. Sally, and who, by the way, were at our Speed Jokes picnic. And Kim Chatfield, out gardening in the Cicada Songs of Chicago. Oops, I said that twice. Says, I wish I could have met you at Whiskey Acres. I wasn't lucky enough or fast enough to get tickets. Maybe next year. Here's more jokes, she says. Here we go. I was at a store yesterday, and the sales guy kept pushing, even though I'd already said no many times. So finally I shouted, no, net, nien, nine, nada. But he wouldn't take no for an answer.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray the Grim Reaper, and John Williams will star as a feeble old man.
I am death.
What?
I am death.
Okay, I'll speak louder. Hey, Dave, if I had a nickel for every bread pun I've told, I'd have a pun per nickel. Hey, Dave, have you noticed here's a typical Mother's Day ad?
1 carat diamonds for sale.
Here's a typical Father's Day ad.
Cargo shorts on sale at Target.
No kidding.
Someone keeps sending me celery anonymously.
What's that all about?
I'm being stalked. Hey, Dave, my first apartment only had 4-foot high ceilings.
You didn't like that, huh?
I couldn't stand living there. The sales guy kept pushing, even though I'd already said no. I've told that joke a couple of times. I'd like to defend a penguin in court just to say, Your Honor, my client is clearly not a flight risk. Dave, the orchestra ends each concert with a cello solo.
Why?
There's always room for a cello. Hey, Dave, I need help on this crossword puzzle. The clue is overworked mailman.
How many letters?
Well, a lot, I'm guessing. I'm just asking, if vampires can't see their reflection, how do they always have such perfect hair? Hey, Dave.
Yeah?
I don't want to party like it's 1999.
You don't? What do you want to do?
I want to grocery shop like it's 1999.